When you came in as a rookie, how long did it take you to really adjust to the Georgia Dome?
Yeah, I think as a rookie, you kind of you're trying to adjust to everything, you know. So every stadium you go through is new, and every experience that you have is new. But for me, you know, I've been down there before, so I've kind of gotten a feel for some of the stuff. But to be down there with the guys, to get used to where you're set up in the lockers, you know where all your stuff is pregame, just to get into your routine, and then to get out onto the field and, you know, get a feel for where the play clocks are and just that kind of stuff, get a feel for your surroundings. I think we'll be able to adjust to it pretty quickly, but I think we're all looking forward to it. Like everybody else, we're really excited to get in there.
You're, I guess, one of the few players who have already seen it. What do you predict your teammates' reaction will be? What's going to make the biggest impact?
One, they're going to love it. You know, everybody that goes, teammates, players, coaches, fans, you know, everybody's going to love it. It's pretty amazing what they did. But, you know, I think probably the biggest thing that you walk away, at least for me, the biggest thing I took away when I went in there was the Halo board. I mean, seeing that for the first time, seeing this, you know, the size of it, the scope of it, how clear the picture is. I mean, the graphics that they can do on there, it's pretty special.
You feel like having been in that new locker room, you'll get nostalgic for old Georgia Dome, dark locker room?
Yeah, I had some good times in the Georgia Dome for sure. And I'll have great memories of playing in there with a lot of, you know, great players, especially in that locker room. But hopefully the best memories are to come, you know, and they'll be in the new stadium. And, you know, such is life. Sometimes you move to a new place and you get used to it pretty quick.
Last year you played into the third quarter of the third preseason game. Coach Quinn said it'll be an individual basis, but do you feel like coming in and cooling down at halftime and going back out is an essential part of your preseason?
Done it different, you know, all years. It's always been a little bit different. It just depends on where we're at in camp and, you know, what's going on. But that's Q's decision, and he always does a great job with that. I know he has specific plans for those guys, but I don't worry about that. You know, for me, I'll get myself this week prepared to play like I would, you know, during the regular season, and you know, make sure that for however long they ask me to go out there and they ask our guys to go out there, we'll be ready to go.
Do you have a preference either way?
No, it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't. Played enough games. I'll be okay.
As far as the balance, I was asking folks about the balance for you guys have gotten your work done early in each of the first two preseason games. But then you also want to get yourself fully ready for September 10th. How do you balance that knowing when enough is enough? I mean, obviously it's their decision.
Yeah.
As a player, do you know what the field?
No, I think as a player it's, you know, that's a coaching staff organizational decision. I think as a player, you go play every play the same way, with the same intensity. I mean, there's no, you know, in this sport, there's no real way of kind of holding back. You know, you have to go give it everything you have every snap. And you know, that's, I don't worry about that. That's where you got to trust in the staff, trust in Dan and what those guys are doing that. You know, they have a plan for what they want us, the work that they want us to get done. And, you know, in the past, I think Dan's always done a great job of getting us prepared and fresh and ready to play week one.
Is it advantageous to be able to play a defense like Arizona's, you know, to get you ready? I mean, every year you have a different type, I mean, different opponent for that third piece.
Sure.
But this one, you know, defense is pretty good, obviously, with good players on every level.
Yeah.
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 How good will that be to get that type of test?
I think it is good. You know, I think you want to go against, you know, good teams and good players to kind of sharpen your skills. We get tested every day by a pretty good defense in our own. And, you know, they sharpen our sword, you know, for us pretty well. So it'll be a good test. You know, Saturday will be a good test for us and, you know, get a chance to kind of evaluate and see where we're at and see what we need to improve on as we keep heading to the season. But they certainly have a lot of talent on that defense.
Speaking of good tests, your offensive line looking good, especially on Sunday. I mean, what have you seen out of them, and what does that mean for you as far as continuity, especially dealing with some of the ups and downs in previous seasons with offensive line and adversity that you guys have faced up front? What has that meant for you from last year to carry over to this season?
Yeah, I think it's huge. You know, continuity on the offensive line, when you have guys that have played next to each other for as long as some of our guys have, I think that experience, you know, is critical in game situations. They can just trust each other. You know, but I think our offensive line's done a great job throughout training camp. Obviously, there's a lot of competition And you know, our guys have kind of stepped up to it, and I think everybody's level has risen as a result of that. You know, but it'll be a good test for him again Saturday. Really good defensive front seven. And our guys will need to be up to the challenge, which I'm sure they will. But they've looked great in practice. They've looked really good in the game so far, and I'm proud of the way that they've competed.